Good morning, church. Happy Chinese New Year. 恭喜发财，万事如意，心想事成。And that's all I know. Chinese not good to translate. Okay. I realize in PSPC there are many foodies in our midst.
我发现我们教会有很多喜欢美食的人。
You may recommend to others when.What do you feel is the best wonton mee? Because of the texture of the noodles, or because of the spicy chili that you love, or perhaps the handmade wonton, or maybe just because you have always lined up and queued very long for it.
你可能会想要介绍哪一个云吞面比较好吃，可能是因为它的面很有嚼劲，它的辣椒很辣，或者是它的炸云吞很好吃。或者是这个云吞面，你要排很长的队才可以吃到。
Or perhaps you have a favorite 紫茶 store that you always frequent. Even if the store owners move to a new location, you will hunt him down. You will even bring your friends to join you for dinner there, and you will get the best 紫茶 dish you love and share it with your family and friends.
或者是你有特别喜欢的哪一个煮炒的档口，就算这个档口要搬走了，你还是会去到那个档口去吃食物。然后呢，你也会带你的家人和你的朋友一起来分享这个的煮炒。
Likewise, for durians, once you have tasted the best durians, you know which one I'm talking about, right? Not those big one, but it's those small tea, small seed that tastes bittersweet.And even better if it's value for money. And if you have come across such durians, you will surely introduce to your family and friends, isn't it? Even tapao for them. And you may share the location of the store. And you may even tell the durian store owner, hey, these are my friends. Please give good friendship prizes. And guess what? You will never settle for the second best durian store again.
喜欢吃榴莲的人也是一样，当你吃过最好吃的榴莲，然后你知道牧师在讲哪一个，就是那种种子很小的，然后有苦甜味道的，而且呢价值又不错的，当你尝到这样的榴莲的时候，你一定会介绍给身边的人，甚至哦，你去到去年还要拿 discount
哦。好没有 ，OK。Surely this also be true for us as true believers of Christ, isn't it? Once we have tasted the goodness.Of Christ, the gospel itself, you will share it with others. You want to share it with the friends that what Christ has done for you and your family. For instance, it could be how the gospel brought you to your knees and gave you peace at a time of hopelessness. Or perhaps it's about how you overcome life's difficult moments with the gospel of God's grace.And once you have seen, once you have experienced the gospel, you will want to share it.
当我们有美食的时候呢，我们会分享。那么作为基督徒，我们不是应该要更加分享基督的消息吗？当我们想尝过了这个福音的滋味过后，我们也要向其他人分享。我们要向其他人分享基督在我们的身上，还有在我们家人当中所做的一切。当我们亲身经历到福音的时候呢，我们就要去出去向人分享这个的好消息。
So for the first point, who can be saved? In today's passage, Paul started with this question: Do the Jews have any form of spiritual advantage over the Gentiles? The answer is a flat no. And he went on to substantiate his point through highlighting that all are under sin.The word all here means all of humanity, everyone on earth in the past, present, and the future, all who have not received or experienced the righteousness of God by faith are under sin. They are helpless, captive under his power. For the problem with people is not just the fact that they commit sins. The problem is that they are helplessly enslavedto sin. And what is needed, therefore, is a new power to break these chains of enslavement and send people free from sin, a power found in and only in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么来到今天的第一点，就是谁可以得救呢？今天我们读到的经文当中呢，保罗就用了一个的问题作为开始。这个问题就是什么呢？犹太人有比外邦人强吗？答案是不是的。那么接着呢，保罗呢，他就强调所有人在罪恶之中呢，这里指的所有人就是指全人类，无论是过去的、现在的或者是将来的，都是所有的人。这些的人呢，都在罪恶之下，这些人被这个罪恶的权势掌权着。所以人最大的问题呢，不是在于因为有罪，而是被这个罪捆绑。因此呢，我们人需要更加强大的来去打破这一个的罪恶的锁链，而得到自由。而这个唯一最强大的权势呢，就是来自福音。
Paul quoted from Psalms 14, verse 1 to 3. He says that, but there is one big difference, one important difference between Psalms 14 and Romans 3. While the psalmist state that there is no one who does good, Paul stated it slightly different in Romans chapter 3. There is no one who is righteous. What does Paul mean by this choice of words? He is clarifying that it is not just about one's action. In all of humanity, there's not a single person who, apart from God's justifying grace, can stand righteous before God. Therefore, no one is righteous before God.
那么在这一个罗马书第三章当中呢，其实保罗呢，他是引用了诗篇的14篇，讲到这一个没有一个行善的人。然后保罗呢，在罗马书当中呢，就用了没有义人。所以其实是要告诉我们，我们人不只是他告诉我们，这不是仅仅是关于一个人的行为。意思是说呢，在全所有的人类里面呢，没有一个人能够靠着神的恩典来称义的。
In verses 13 to 14, Paul quotes another three texts from Psalms again. Psalms 5, 9, 10, 7, and 140, verse 3, to describe the sinfulness of human speech. The order of quotation may intentionally mirror the sequence of the organs involving in producing speech: throat, tongue, lips, mouth. Describing the tongue as an open grave definitely highlights both the inner corruption and deadly effects of the speech of the psalmist's enemies. Their speech is intended for evil and not for good.
那么在这个经文今天呢，罗马书的三章13到14节当中呢，其实保罗也引用了诗篇的5篇，这是讲到人在言语上的罪恶。那么从他们的这个的顺序来看呢，其实保罗他是从这个我们的器官的顺序，喉咙、舌头、嘴唇还有嘴巴，来去讲到这个语言所带出来的这个的罪恶的伤害。然后他们所讲的语言呢，是属于邪恶的。
In verses 15 to 17, Paul quotes from Isaiah 59, verse 7 to 8. And these three verses describes the unrighteousness of Israel, evidence in how they live their life. Israel as a whole is considered wicked in their lifestyle.
接着呢，保罗就提到以色列人的生活呢，体现出他们的这个不义的生活，所以以色列人整个都被称为不义的。
Paul didn't stop there. The final quotation is taken from Psalms 36, verse 1. This text exposes the root issue that gives rise to the manifold sins of humanity. There is no fear of God in their life.
保罗引用了诗篇，然后这是要让我们看见，其实人的罪恶最根本的问题呢，就是因为人不惧怕神，不敬畏神。
Now Paul points to the role of the law in verse 19 to 20. Why is the law given and what purpose does it serve?
然后在第19-20节这样讲到，为什么神会赐下律法呢？而目的是什么呢？
For the Jews, the scriptures applies to those who are under the law, aka the Jews themselves. But Paul, in his mind, all are under the judgment of the law. They fall short of God's perfect standards and are therefore sinners. And this applies to the Gentiles. Therefore, going back to what is written in verse 9, all are under sin.
对于犹太人来说呢，其实圣经经文是用于这些律法之下的人，那就是犹太人呐。但是在保罗眼里看来呢，所有人都会被这个律法，在这个律法的审判之下，因为没有一个人可以达到神完美的标准，人人都犯了罪，包括犹太人、外邦人。在第九节讲到，所有人就是所有人都在这个罪恶之下。
We must remember that Paul's chief purpose throughout Romans 1:18 to 3:20 is not to demonstrate that the Gentiles are guilty and in need of God's righteousness, for this is already given, it's expected already. Instead, Paul wishes to highlight that the Jews also bear the same burden and the same need as the Gentiles.
所以其实保罗在贯穿整个罗马书讲到这一个罪的问题，并不是为要证明外邦人是有罪的，需要神的义。相反的，保罗是强调所有人必须要共同承担一样的需要，他们都有罪，他们都需要神的义。
What is the true function of the law then? Paul says, rather that through the law we are conscious of our sin.The law set a standard of righteousness, but because we are sinners by nature, the law can never pronounce us as righteous. It always tells us that we are sinners, and according to the law, we are guilty. The works of the law can justify any man, just as what is stated in Isaiah 64 verse 6.All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Human and all our righteous acts can never live up to God's perfect and holy standards.
保罗其实这里是要告诉我们，透过律法呢，我们知道自己有罪，我们本来就有罪的，而我们不能够被称义。那么以赛亚书64章这样告诉我们，我们众人都像不洁净的人，我们所有的义都像污秽的衣服，所以我们所有人的不能靠行善来去完成达到上帝圣洁又完美的标准。
On 6th of January, I joined a team of BB officers led by Captain Ho to visit Yusof Ishak Secondary School for the school CCA experience fair. We try to showcase the history of BB ministry and explain the mission and vision of the BB company, its programs and objectives.
上个星期五呢，牧师就和男少年旅的一些长官们，就由这个何队长领队，然后一起在这个 Yusof Ishak 的中学呢的课外活动展览中呢，就有一个展览，然后要展示这个男少年旅的历史、男少年旅的意向和使命。
We even set up a small station for the students to experience archery, just like in the PowerPoint. Many students love this activity so much that some actually immediately register their intent.
我们还设立了一个摊位让学生体验射箭，然后许多学生就非常喜欢这个活动，并且踊跃报名参加这个活动。
However, in my conversation with one of the secondary one boys,He mentioned that he doesn't want to join any form of uniform group. I asked him why.
然后我在这个过程当中，我和一个男中学生聊天哦，就问他，他就说他不想要参加任何的制服团体。然后牧师就问他为什么。
And he said, in his primary school, he has worked hard for 2 years to get the highest award in Scouts.And after 2 long years of labor, he didn't get it. And of course, he was discouraged and disappointed. He had failed to meet the mark. And he has fallen short of Scout's glorious standard.
那么呢，这个中学生他就说，为什么我不想要参加呢？因为他小学的时候呢，他很努力在这个童子军队当中呢，想要得到最高的奖项。但是呢，他两年努力过后呢，他没有得到，反而他很失望，因为他没有达到这个标准。
And it is the same for most of the students that afternoon who tried archery that day. Most of them failed to hit the mark. Many hit the side of the bullseye. Doesn't this illustrate aptly how it is for us as well?
那么当天下午的这些学生也是一样，他们在试着试箭的时候呢，大部分的学生都没有试到这个目标的中心点，大部分都是试到那个靶的那个旁边而已。其实我们想一想，这其实不是在描述我们现在的属灵的情况吗？
And we too have failed God's perfect standard of righteousness. And the law actually reminds us of our failure to attain that perfect standard.However, amazingly, the law also points us to our Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们无法达到神的标准，告诉律圣经告诉我们，我们是有罪的，我们无法达到神的标准。但是这里有一个好消息，就是律法也会将我们指向我们的救主耶稣基督，让我们来认识耶稣基督。
Which leads me to my second point, we can be saved through the righteousness of God. And this is Paul's main point. We are only saved through the righteousness of God found in the person of Jesus Christ alone as described in the Old Testament. The righteousness of God can be received through the faithful and finished work of Christ on the cross.
来到第二点，就是只有神可以使我们得救，这就是保罗的重点。只有借着神透过主耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩可以拯救我们。
The righteousness of God is made available to everyone who has faith in Christ. Here again, Paul reminds us that the righteousness of God is for every one of us. After all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. There's no distinctionThere's no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. There's no way you can ever earn your way to the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, through your works. And it can only be obtained by faith through God's grace, the righteousness of God.
那么保罗呢，在这里提醒我们呢，其实神的救恩、神的义呢，是预备给每一个相信他的人。圣经上说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。无论是犹太人、外邦人，没有一个人可以用自己的方式、用自己的行为行善来去换取神的救恩，只有透过信心，单单相信主耶稣基督。
This righteousness is freely extended to you and to me. But it costs Christ everything. Jesus paid it all with his life. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, the substitute sacrifice that satisfies the wrath and just of God. And through the death of Christ, we are justified by the righteousness of God, which was imputed on us. Because of the cross, we are now clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And God sees the righteousness of Christ in us,and not our sinful nature. God has redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness to the marvelous light. And God, in his love, satisfied his own justice. The penalty of sin is paid. The law is upheld. God is just and is able to be the justifier by declaring us to be righteous before his throne.Because of the finished work of Christ on the cross.
这救恩呢，白白的赐给我们，耶稣基督呢，却付出了一切。所以耶稣基督他付上自己的生命，牺牲自己，为的是要为我们赎罪，让神来赦免我们的罪。借着主耶稣基督在十字架上的死，我们因着信，可以在主里面被拯救，被称义，然后这义呢，就归算于我们。只要透过信心来相信耶稣基督。
Famous hymn writer John Newton once said, My memory is failing. I'm a great sinner. Christ is a great savior.
有一个著名的诗歌作者呢，约翰牛顿，他这样说过：我的记忆力虽然衰退，我是一个大罪人，基督是我伟大的救恩，救主。
John Newton used to work as a slave trader. However, his corrupted life as a slave trader was transformed as he began a disciplined schedule of Bible reading and prayer. When the grace of God touched his life has truly transformed. John Newton stopped selling slaves for a living. He no longer went to drink and party. He no longer rejected his mother's teaching. Instead, he went into the pastoral ministry and finally went on to write the famous song, Amazing Grace.
这位著名的诗歌作者呢，约翰牛顿呢，他曾经是一个贩卖奴隶的一个的人哈。然而呢，当他开始有纪律的去学习祷告，还有读圣经的时候呢，他的生活改变了。当神的恩典临到他，感动他的心的时候呢，他的生命不再像以前这样，他不再卖奴隶来维生，不再喝酒狂欢，然后也不再拒绝他的母亲给他的教训，反而呢，他全心投入在这个牧养的工作当中。最后，他写下了这个著名的诗歌《奇异恩典》。
I believe the Lord has met John Newton along the way. How could someone who once regularly commits sin, so much evil, suddenly change, suddenly transform, and repent from his wicked ways?
我们相信上帝一路都在陪伴这个约翰牛顿。我们想想，一个作恶多端的人，怎么从这个罪恶中悔改呢？生命就这样被改变了呢？
So I did some research on John Newton. On March 21st, 1748, was a significant date that John Newton remembered as crucial to his transformation. And this was what he wrote. On that day, the Lord sent from on high and delivered me out of deep waters. And many years later, as an old man, John Newton wrote in his diary on the same day, but of course a different year, 1805, he says that, not well able to write, but I endeavor to observe the return of this day with humility, prayer, and praise. Only God's amazing grace could take a rude, ungodly slave trading sailor and transform him into a child of God. And Newton never ceased to stand in awe of God's works in his life.
那么约翰牛顿呢，在他改变生命的时候写下了这样，在他的日记当中，他就说，这一天呢，是耶和华从高处把我从深水中拯救出来。在几年过后呢，当他年老的时候呢，约翰牛顿他也在他的日记中写道，我的写作能力虽然有限，但是我要带着谦卑、祷告与赞美的心呢，来盼望我回到家中的那一天。我们相信只有上帝奇妙的恩典能够完全接纳一个曾经作恶多端、曾经贩卖奴隶的这一个的人，来改变他的生命，使他成为神的孩子。那么约翰牛顿呢，其实他在他的生命当中呢，他是不断的在赞美上帝在他生命中所做过的大事。
And hear the words of hisGreat hymn, Amazing Grace. I will just read two sentences of it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. This grace has brought me safe thus far.And grace will lead me home.
这里的他的诗歌呢，奇异恩典呢，我会在这里念出两节。奇异恩典何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免，前我失丧， 经被寻回，瞎眼经得看见，许多危险试炼困苦我依安然经过，靠主恩典完全不怕，更引导我归家。
So what is the good news of Christianity? I think the quote by John Newton himself totally encompass the essence of it. He says that I am a great sinner. Christ is our great Savior.
那么是什么福音的好消息呢？约翰牛顿这样说过：我是一个大罪人，耶稣基督是我的救主。
Let us go out and share this good news of Christ to our family and friends in this Chinese New Year who have not heard of the gospel. Just as we have tasted the best wonton mee, the best zi cha, and the best durian, and we of course have tasted the best gospel of all. Let's share the good news to others. Amen.
在这个华人新年，让我们带着这一个想要分享好消息的心情，向我们身边的人分享福音，让我们透过这一个我们吃过很好吃的碗汤米，吃过很好吃的紫茶，吃过很好吃的榴莲，我们也吃过了福音的甘甜，我们让我们在这个华人新年当中鼓励大家回到家中分享给我们身边的家人和朋友。
Let us stand as we prepare to sing the closing song.